No, you talk about the song of the river and the wind and all that, but is there a separate song?
She said song of the earth.
Yeah. Is there a separate song?
Yeah, is there a song? Sometimes when I'm in the barn, I vaguely hear something and I can't figure out where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's my imagination. But it's like music,
yes.
Very, very big.
Well, I'd say this way, there's many songs, and they're all part of the one song. So, I would just suggest if you hear something, just listen. And don't be so concerned about where it's coming from. If it's needed or beneficial for you to know, then it'll show up.
Pardon?
I say if you need to know where it's coming from, or if it's a benefit for you to know at that time who's singing, then you'll know. Or it may happen later, or it may not be necessary. Indigenous people tend to be very keen on this matter of songs. I say indigenous people tend to be very keen on the matter of songs. So in those circles, you may hear somebody singing the song of the turtle, or the song of that rock over there, or the song of the oak trees or something. And songs are not just fantasy. They are the expression of the life of those beings, even if they're rocks. And therefore they are powerful.
So, song
like
the rock wouldn't
be
a melody, it'd be what the rock has to say.
Well, it might be, but you know.
Well, it'd be rock music,
then. it could very well be music. Often it is. But, when we speak about singing or speaking, in the way we're speaking now, there's many ways that the world speaks or sings, and there's many ways to hear it. In some cases, it can be as simple as you approach something, a tree, a rock, a stream, you listen to the wind, whatever it is, and you find that it provokes a certain feeling.
Feeling?
Yes.
So you can call the feeling the song of the rock?
Yes.